Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to today's meeting. We would like to acknowledge that we are joining you today from the territories of the Kwalgal, Namgis, and Mamalila Kwala Nations. We are grateful for their stewardship of these lands. My name is Linda Tynan. I'm one of the commissioners and a local government advisor. And please allow me to introduce my fellow commissioners. On my right, we have Justice Nitya Iyer of the Supreme Court of British Columbia, and Nitya's the chair of the Electoral Boundaries Commission. And on my left, Anton Bogman, commissioner and the province's chief electoral officer. Before beginning with any presentations we may have, I'd like to tell you a little bit about who we are and what we do. We are an independent and nonpartisan commission created by the Electoral Boundaries Commission Act. The Act requires commissions like ours to review electoral districts after every second provincial election. Our job is to review the area, boundaries, and names of existing electoral areas and make recommendations for change. The way we've chosen to do that is by first asking BC residents for their views on this topic. That is the purpose of today's meeting. After this first round of public consultations, we will publish a preliminary report with our initial recommendations. We hope to do that by early fall 2022. After we've published this preliminary report, we will have a second round of public meetings asking for input on the proposed changes. Following that, we will write our final report and recommendations. Of course, it will also be public. Our final report must be submitted by April 2023. Ultimately, the BC Legislative Assembly decides whether to accept all, some, or none of our recommendations. The Electoral Boundaries Commission Act explains what factors we consider in making recommendations. Our governing principle is representation by population. According to the Act, in order to achieve representation by population, we must consider geographic factors such as accessibility and size, demographic factors such as population numbers, rates of growth, and communities of interest, and lastly, means of communication and transportation within electoral districts. We must try to ensure that each electoral district is within 25% of the population average of an electoral district, which is currently approximately 57,000 people. But we can exceed this range if we considered it necessary to achieve effective representation. There are currently 87 electoral districts in BC, and the Act allows us to propose up to 6 additional electoral districts for a maximum total of 93. That concludes the summary information that we're providing. Generally, we would now ask for if anyone would like to make a presentation. At this point, we have no one signed up. And Shelley, do you have any interest in making a presentation?
Not at all.
No. Okay. Then with that, I'll just note that that it should be known that we, through our website at www.bcebc.ca, anyone that would like to make a submission, there's various ways through a survey or direct submission to us. And also that we'll be doing a virtual hearing, if you know of anybody else that's interested and couldn't make it today. On Tuesday, March the 29th, we'll be doing a Vancouver Island Region virtual public hearing through the Zoom platform. And all public input is welcome. And with that, given that we have no presenters, I will now close the meeting.